Hello, Rookie Gang. I wasn't going to drop content for quite a bit. I was originally going to wait to drop until season 2 officially begins. But listen, if Euphoria can do interlude episodes, so can we. But Euphoria is obviously like infinitely cooler. But this episode is going to be a little different because it's a little bit more off the cuff, a little bit more of an unhinged conversation and update. And like I said, I wasn't going to post anything until season 2 premieres, but a few months into this hiatus, I realized that a lot can happen in 6 months, more than you know. And the 6 months isn't even over yet. And since we've last talked, my dating life changed. Our housing situation changed. Job situation also changed. I quit my job, lol. But that's a conversation for another interlude episode. So literally, like, girdle your loins. It's gonna be a good one when that happens.
It's Rookies in the Real World. Whoa, with Lauren Lapid as your host. It's time for real talk on becoming an adult.
I'm unwell. Today I'm coming at you unscripted. Not that these are usually scripted, but I figured who better to break the silence and break these stories with than the girl you all know and love, my BFF, my roommate, Blau Ramos.
Hello, Rookie Gang.
Hello. It feels so good to be back. But to my returning listeners, the lovely Rookie Gang, you know that Blau needs no introduction. But to any new listeners, welcome to Rookies in the Real World. First off, I need to pause and warn any new listeners that are my new coworkers. This podcast is an open book to my life. So listen at your own peril, because we don't filter this shit. So please don't judge me next time you see me on Microsoft Teams. Okay. Without further ado, introducing today's guest officially, Blau Ramos. Blau works for Ketchum here in New York City. She is a killer copywriter, digital strategist, coordinator. She does it all, really. She's from Boston, but she is the least masshole person I know from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Right? Such a compliment. She's my best friend, roommate of almost 2 years now. Hello, Blau.
Oh my gosh. Wow. It's been a long time. 2 years almost.
A long ass time.
Happy to be back and to be off the cuff with you. We're best off the cuff.
We're best off the cuff. I also, how about you tell people what we're drinking, Blau?
Oh, we are drinking Lauren's special recipe. It's bourbon.
No. Bailey's.
Bailey's. Yeah, I knew it was the wrong. Bailey's. Bailey's. Yeah, we're not that depressed.
It's not yet.
Not yet. Hot chocolate and Bailey's and a little bit of whipped cream.
And Trader Joe's pumpkin spice because, you know, why not? But let's just like get into it because as you all know, we ended last season with the bomb that we moved out of our Chelsea trap house. That was dark times. The end of last season, we were not well.
I'm really glad we have some distance from the situation because this episode would be very different 6 months ago.
Literally, when I was thinking about recording this, like, I've had this plan for a bit. And I think, like, even 2 months ago, Blau and I were not ready to talk about what happened.
No.
I'm like, I mean, you guys heard, like, the tail end of the drama, us finding our third roommate, Sam. But I don't think you guys realize, like, the filth that we lived in that last month.
Oh, it was really, really bad. It looked like an episode of Hoarders. Yeah. Honestly, I won't even do worse. Hoarders that disservice. Worse. It was worse.
It was worse. I'm like trying to think about the last few months and Blau, shoot me if I ever do this again, but I was dating someone during that last month of living in the trap house.
It's too much to juggle.
And he came over while our was a crack den. Not literally. We didn't do crack, but like it looked like a crack den.
Yeah, it really did. It wasn't a great first impression, but you know what?
It is what it is.
Stuck around for quite a bit. Yeah, if you can't handle me at my old apartment, you don't deserve me at my new apartment.
Honestly, I need to get that framed because it's literal facts. Like, I don't know how we did it. And I think part of it is we spent 5 months in quarantine, so we didn't spend like the full year in Chelsea, but if we did, I think
we would have moved. Actually, no, we wouldn't have been able to move out earlier, but I think we would have been pretty miserable.
He wouldn't be well. Like, I spent months working in bed because I didn't have like a good desk set up. Blau was posted up in our living room in the darkness.
Yeah, because we didn't get very much natural light, or we thought it was natural light until we moved into an apartment with actual natural light.
And it just, I don't even like know how to describe it. I am trying to think of like my top few memories that I remember. I feel like I just blocked a lot of it out of my memory at this point. But there was one point where we had picked up Blau's dresser, my dresser, and we obviously didn't have space to put them in our rooms. And so we would step on our chairs to get into our living room area to eat. And at one point, we were using one of the dressers as like a laptop stand to watch The Social Network while we like our dinner.
Dark days.
I would say that I want to post photos to show you, but I don't want that on the internet because it was not anything I'm proud of.
No. It's just because we had so much of furniture for the space that we had at the time that literally half of our apartment was the furniture we got for the move.
And throwback to when we thought we were still living with She Who Shall Not Be Named, and we had offered to let her use our apartment as a storage unit while she had moved out of her apartment in Williamsburg. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
It would have been horrible.
I don't think we would have been able to step into the home. I think I would have had to check. I would have had to knock on your room every morning, make sure you're still there.
Not like rotting. It was bad. And that was only with mine and Blau's new furniture, because also we were moving into a bigger space. So we were like, if we're going to pay for movers, we might as well have most of our furniture before the move. And so our third roommate also like was dropping off some of her stuff, like Sam, like our AC unit, our bar cart, like there was just so much.
So by the end of it, it really was like a junkyard.
It was a junkyard, facts. And I don't think we really understood the magnitude of how difficult the move would be until the day of. Honestly, like the few days prior, I think, is when it really started to hit.
It really takes a toll on you. And I feel like you have this idea where you're like, okay, moving day is going to suck. Maybe the 2 days after that are going to suck while you're unpacking. But like, give it a week and you'll be fully moved in and you'll be fine. No.
No.
I feel like it took us a month to fully move in and we had scars on our body to show for it. We had bruises.
Genuine scrapes, scars.
Because we are in a walk-up now, like a significant walk-up. So anytime we have to get furniture up or down or like big heavy boxes, like we were going to get scars or scratches.
And I think we like really took living on the ground floor for granted. Like, yes, we were living in a cave.
100%.
A genuine cave.
But it had its plus sides. Like, and that was one of them.
Going from zero to six flights was just like ambitious. I think it was an ambitious jump for us.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I just want to go to moving day, Blau, because I feel like moving day was a marathon in every sense of the word. Like
100%.
Let's just like recap. When did our day begin?
I think we got up at like 9.
We got up at 9. We ordered Essa Bagel. I put out my dad's credit card because I was like, fuck it. Maybe he won't Venmo request me because he feels bad for us. He didn't. He felt bad for us.
Also, yeah, because now you know you're fully an adult when your parents don't help you move anymore. We were all alone in this, guys.
Oh, my God. And I remember the weeks leading up, we would text our parents photos of our forlorn apartment.
Of like, our struggle. My God.
Like, we're so, like, scared.
And how expensive the movers were going to be and whatever. And once your parents are empty nesters, like, just don't take them.
No, they're ready.
They're ready to
retire,
just
travel.
Yeah, they'll respond to your text periodically.
Like, oh my gosh,
they'll
sad.
FaceTime you, but they're not going to be doing things like helping
you
move or booking your doctor's appointments
like,
anymore.
Dead ass. I sent my dad a photo of our living room and was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, the movers are going to cost X amount of dollars. Like, I'm so stressed. And he said, LOL, good luck. Like, there was zero pity. Zero.
Yeah, I had a mental breakdown trying to put my bed together.
Oh, there
for some reason, here's another moving tip for you. Don't save assembling your bed for the last thing you do. Because it was 11 p.m. I was crashing hard and I had to put together my IKEA bed, which sounds simple enough, but it wasn't. I had 3 mental breakdowns. I FaceTimed my dad and finally figured it out. But
there were tears. I just, like, we started the day and, like, cute, like, working out gear. We were like, this is going to be a good day. Like, we're manifesting good days. Mm-hmm. We walk outside. Our movers are coming at 2 p.m. We walk outside at, like, 10:30. There is construction on our street, and the street is closed.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not open. You can't get in or out. Like, there is a
There's
truck.
Massive – I think there was, like, 2 massive construction trucks that were blocking not only, like, the street, but also the path to, like – there's a little garage that you can enter to get to the other street.
And we were like, that's our key. It was blocked.
That was also blocked. So we were basically like, okay, cool. We have to get a rental car, and we have no way to drive the rental car to our place or put our stuff in the car and drive to our new location. It was
– at one point, we had reached a point where, like, we were like, okay, well, it's time to go pick up our rental car. And one side of the street on 11th Avenue is open, but that street's a one-way. And I was like, wow, do I just back up 600 feet to our apartment?
And what did you do?
I backed up 600 feet to our apartment. I was not well. You guys, we
and
woke
also
up
like
and
driving in a city, stressed. It's a different ball game. Like, you're already stressed. It's not like driving in the suburbs or like, it's every driver there has a death wish. They don't care about plowing you over, honking
no,
at you. So
and
it's
pedestrians
a
are fucking wild too. Like, guilty as charged. But now being in the driver's seat, I totally understand the anxiety.
Yeah.
We woke up, we got bagels, and then we had two big water bottles full of pre-workout. And boys in my life have always said that pre-workout makes you feel tingly, and I don't think I understood what they meant until that day. Like, we chugged that shit.
Yeah. Like, I think we also, like, had maybe three packets between the two of us.
We're small people. You guys know that. We also had coffees, and we didn't eat. Like, after the bagels, we barely ate a thing.
Yeah.
It was just a grind.
It was also, like, hot. We were doing so much physical activity. It's like, you don't get hungry.
End of August, you guys. It was muggy.
Yeah.
And moving in the time of COVID means you're wearing a mask. Like, we were in masks.
I forgot about that.
Running up and down stairs.
Like, basically, we were beet red an hour into the move, and it was just, like, unavoidable.
And that was before the movers even got there. We had, like, started to shuttle things over to the apartment, like, you know, just, like, bags of clothes, our shoes, like, things that we didn't want our movers to waste their time on. And, again, like, that was super ambitious. Also, we get to the apartment, and it just, like, was not it. Like, it just was not glamorous. The doorknob fell off.
Yeah. I feel like there's a when we toured the apartment, like, these three girls were living here. They had the decor super cute. Everything was clean. It was all set up. So it's a very different experience walking into an empty apartment, especially when the doorknob falls off the second you grab it.
Like, I think that was
one of the lamps was uninstalled. One of the, like, the living room lamps
light.
Was literally just uninstalled. There was no living room light. It was chilling in Lauren's closet. We found it
with three light bulbs missing. So yeah. Even when they did install it, still darkness. What else was wrong? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'll tell you what else was wrong. Our first trip up the stairs with all our stuff, with our car parked outside, we get a fucking ticket.
Oh, my God. You guys, I forgot about the ticket.
We got a ticket and, like,
we were there for maybe 20 minutes.
It was September 1st, so it's a popular moving day in the city, and they know that you're going to have to park your car. You're just going to have to park your car on the street to get your stuff. What are we going to do? Lug it? Like,
it was also,
and
like,
get robbed?
College,
like, they knew.
Moving day.
Yeah.
Every single apartment in our building, minus, like, the bottom two, we're getting new tenants.
Yeah.
And we were so competitive about getting that parking spot, because if we didn't, we'd have to, like, walk a block with all of our shit. So we were like, no, we're not moving the car.
And someone would have to stay in the car, or our stuff would get stolen. And,
like,
literally,
assholes.
They ticketed
the NYPD. Fuck
yeah, they
you.
They ticketed every car on our street.
Like, Sam got a ticket. We got a ticket. I was just like, fuck it. At this point, like, if we're going to be shuttling back and forth from Chelsea to Soho, I left the ticket on
Is
the
that
dash.
Legal?
Probably, because I was like, we're not getting more than one ticket. I left it right in front and center in the dash for when we got back to Chelsea, because cops always patrolled parking on our street in Chelsea, because, like, we're by a bougie building and, like, the tenants are bougie. And so I left it on the dash as, like, an accessory. Like, don't worry, you've already ticketed us, because, like, fuck.
It was very helpful.
If we're going to get a ticket, I might as well fucking use it to our advantage. Yeah. Everything. Like, what the fuck? So picture this. Pre-workout. Coffee. No food. We climbed up. I looked at my phone, like, the health app, because it was in my pants the whole day. 77 flights of stairs that day were climbed.
Oh, my God.
And not once was without us carrying something. Like, it was...
I don't know how we did
Hulk
it.
Hulk mode.
I think it was... Yeah, it was... We literally went beast mode. Like, I don't know how, I don't know why, but we made it happen.
I cannot begin to describe to you the level of unwell I felt at the end of the night and in the morning. I felt like I got hit by a car.
Honestly. And just to give you some perspective about how long this move took, I'm pretty sure we started moving our stuff unofficially at 11. And then the movers came at 2. And we weren't done with everything in the apartment until I think 9 p.m. is when they brought up the last of the furniture.
The last of it. And get this. I still had to drive the car back to Chelsea to drop it off,
pick up
our vacuum, clean up, and then the bar cart was the last outstanding thing since it was glass. The movers didn't want to put it in their truck, and I was, like,
ambitiously like, yeah, I'll take care of it at the end of the night. Fuck you. No, I could not. And, okay, flashback. Again, remember when I said, like, we had to wear masks? You cannot get in an Uber in New York City without a mask. Like, impossible. They will turn you down. Your Uber rating will plummet. Like, you need a mask. And I was so zooted by the end of the night when I went to go return mine and Blau's keys. I had left my mask because we had started to, like, move boxes in our physical apartment. And I forgot to put my mask back on. Like a goddamn rookie, I drove the Zip car back to Chelsea, went into the apartment, cleaned everything up. And then I was right about to call an Uber when I realized I didn't have a mask on.
Mm.
I remember texting Blau, like, I don't even know what to do. And Blau was like, do you want me to, like, Uber to you with your mask? I was like, no. So I improvised. And because we had cleaning supplies left in Chelsea, I duct taped a paper towel to my face. I have photos. I'll post them on my story after this. I duct taped paper towels to my face, walked to Walgreens, bought like a $12 travel kit because it was still early enough into COVID that masks weren't like being sold everywhere. Like, there was still a shortage. So I had to buy a whole ass travel kit with like an eye mask and like gloves and shit. I was like, I literally only need the mask. And they were like, well, sorry. Like, if you want a mask, this is how you're going to get it. Clearly, I looked desperate. I had duct tape on my face. I was like, fuck it. Okay. Put on the mask, call the Uber, and I get back to the apartment with the vacuum and the bar cart, and this is the very last thing. And I don't know why Sam couldn't come help us. Like, I think she, like, her back hurt or something.
Yeah.
But I'm literally waiting at the foot of our apartment. It is pitch dark now at this point. Most of the people hired real movers and not TaskRabbit movers. So, like, they were donezos. Like, we were the only ones left, really. And Blau and I are shaking. Like, our limbs are quaking.
Giving out.
We're carrying this bar cart up the 6 flights of stairs. And when you're tired, shit just slips up. And we slipped on a corner and this bar cart rams into my cheek. Like, when I say rams, like,
oh
it
my God. It's
hit.
A heavy bar cart.
It is like metal and glass, baby. And we pop, Blau's like, are you okay? And I was like, we can't stop now. We bring it up to the top. I start icing my face. Blau starts assembling her bed. And I think at that point, Sam was like, okay, I'm ready to shower. And she tries to go shower, and the tension rod in our bathroom breaks.
Oh, my God. Like,
we're lining our shower lining into the bathroom, putting it on, and the tension rod just, like, isn't staying anymore. But we had to shower.
We just showered without a curtain, didn't we?
It soaked our bath mat. Like, we were like, no fucks
Wait,
given.
Yeah,
we did
that.
Our whole bathroom. Soaking wet. We were like, we'll deal with it in the morning.
You got a shower. I mean, it's like, you can't, like, not.
We had a layer of just grime. Like, grime from the move. Like, dust. So our sweat. A little bit of blood. Like, it was just not cute.
Yeah, we were just exhausted. And then I don't know if you took the next day off, but I remember I did not take the next day off. And it was so bold of me. I don't know what I was thinking. Take your days off if you can.
We wake up in the morning and Blau was like, fuck. She's like downing more pre-workout.
I was dying.
She's like, again, our living room doesn't have a light. Boxes. It was
we
scary.
Like, did we even have the Wi-Fi sorted at then? Like, barely.
Barely. That was the one thing I remember. And Spectrum had like, okay, when you move, guys, Con Ed and Spectrum will fuck you. Like, they will.
Oh, my God.
I did this by myself. Like, I literally called my father and set up our Wi-Fi router and everything. And, like, they didn't, even though I had called, remember, Blau, I called 2 weeks before and was like, we're moving on this day. I need you to transfer the service to this apartment at this address. They didn't do it.
They just didn't do it.
And so I'm on the phone and they charge a $30 self-installation fee. I paid Spectrum to let me install our Wi-Fi.
What are these bullshit fees? Always check your monthly bills, you guys. We just realized that we were being charged for gas when we're in an electric-only apartment.
We don't have any gas in our apartment. Like, not one.
Con Ed. I mean, I don't know.
Con indeed. It's a fucking con.
It is a con. Con Ed. Beware.
But you guys, it was like scary. Like, we had, you couldn't walk on our, at first I was like, I don't even know how this apartment is going to come together. Like, boxes everywhere. Like, nothing assembled. Like,
we just had like a pile of stuff. Because also, another thing is when you're living with 3 people, we had only lived with 2 people. It's just way more stuff between 3 people to the point where our apartment, like, we didn't really have an empty, like, living room space and cleared out for, like, a month, I want to say.
Literally, it, like, there were just boxes everywhere. And, like, it took a long time to, like, even, like, get rid of the boxes. Like, I think for that whole month, every week we were bringing down like disassembled, like broken down box, like a bag, like yeah, a full bag.
Bad.
Like we were on Amazon every day, like getting something because we didn't realize we didn't have this or this, or like we couldn't find our fucking screwdriver. We needed that to assemble everything. It just was like chaos everywhere.
Not to mention also, we haven't discussed part where we walk into our apartment and slowly start to realize that it's really slanted.
Oh my God, Dr. Seuss.
Which added a whole new layer of complexity to furniture, to like the furniture in our bedrooms, especially me, Lauren's room and the living room.
The living room is pretty
bad. Pretty slanted. I had to get 2-inch bed risers for only one side of my bed because my room is 2 inches lopsided on one side. And I had to
2-inch, you guys, that doesn't sound like a lot. Put out and measure 2 inches. Imagine that being the slant in your room. Roller chairs rolled.
Like, exactly. I've realized when I put my suitcase down from the move and it rolled down the room, I was like, oh, this is not right.
Like, if my drawers aren't pushed in all the way, they fall out.
Yeah. Like, and it's just, like, it comes with, like, the older apartment, whatever. But also, just imagine moving in. We didn't realize that when we were touring. That's another thing. Just really
pay
attention to the details. But it was really hard to see, honestly, visually. It's more something that you feel when you move in. But that just added a whole new layer of stress to everything.
You know, Plow and I were so stressed on our apartment hunt. Like, the last thing we're going to look for is a fucking axis in our apartment.
Exactly.
We're
I'm not going to be like, let me pull out the level and make sure that the floors are.
If that happened,
and honestly,
I
think we still would have kept this apartment if we had known about the slant. Like, it really, and the pros definitely outweigh the cons.
And in some regards, the slant is pretty good. Like, it feels like we have a recliner couch when we lay down.
Yeah,
like,
that is, pro. Honestly, that is a pro.
Oh, God, the couch story. Okay, so we have talked at length now about the shitty move that we went through. That doesn't even cover it. I feel like we've blacked out so many memories at this point. Like, those are just the ones that are left in my brain that don't give me as much PTSD. But in some ways, I feel like the aftermath was worse.
Definitely.
Like,
because then you're processing.
And then you have to live with it.
Yeah. It takes a lot.
Like, the excitement, gone. Mm-hmm. Reality sinks in. The deficit in your bank account sits in. The credit card bills, they land.
Oh, those first few months. Yeah, because even with COVID, like, dropping rent prices and we didn't pay a broker's fee, many random costs you guys associated with moving. I would honestly say take whatever number you have in your head that you think it's going to cost to like move all your furniture, buy new furniture, whatever, and add like 500 to that.
Easily 500. Because it was like, honestly, like little shit, like towel racks and then like spice racks and
One kitchen door is like lopsided, so you got to get this random shelf that holds it up. You got to get a spice rack. Like all these things
that you don't think of. And like you were sharing space between three people, so like we need more bins and we need this.
We go through toilet paper nobody's business.
I'm like, are we all constantly shitting? Like, how do we go through this?
It's because we don't go through to work in the day. That was when
oh my God.
The majority of the toilet paper is at the office.
Usually. I literally never thought about that. We would mooch off of our offices so hard. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, God. There was also a period of time before we got our couch because we were so lucky. Like, one of my old Condé, co-workers was about to, like, break her lease and was selling this lovely IKEA couch, pull out, perfect for the space. But our timelines, like, there was, like, 3 weeks where we went without a couch, and that was the first 3 weeks we were living there. And so we were the first of our like COVID pod to move back. And so of course everybody wants to hang out in our apartment. So whenever we'd have gatherings, we sat on my yoga mat, like on the floor watching TV, like with pillows and our yoga mat.
I remember that. And we still had boxes at that point, so we would use them like backrests.
We like had a ratchet DIY couch, gross and sad, but we did it.
I honestly like blocked that out of my memory, but you just rejogged it. I remember all of us watching a movie with like sleeping bags.
Literally sleeping yoga bags. We watched the whole season of Euphoria because I hadn't seen it. And we watched it the entirety before we got our couch. So dead ass every single night.
Yeah.
The yoga pad, like the yoga mat was out and we were sitting there.
Crazy.
Like eating crisscross applesauce. Like,
yeah, I would say if you have a nice living room where you're going to hang out a lot, prioritize getting a couch or at least to take your dining table early, wherever you feel like you're going to spend the most time. Get that furniture first.
Literally, because we were living in trash for our first few weeks. I was like, is this apartment ever going to come together? Like, I don't know.
And we honestly just bought artwork to like kind of finish up the decoration of our apartment like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It takes a while because you just have to budget for things. Like, obviously, exactly. I'm not going to buy like $200 pieces of art like 2 weeks into the move. I don't have that kind of money.
It took so much time to build my bank account back up. And that was like with our security deposit back.
And with the stimulus checks.
Oh my God, I forgot.
So just imagine without that.
It really, I think this was like our first big girl move because even when Blau and I first moved into the trap house, it was still like close enough out of college. Our parents helped a lot. Mm-hmm. And like I had a boyfriend at the time and I milked him for all he was worth.
Even helped assemble some of my furniture.
Yeah. Like, so imagine this. We're moving without our parents. We're both single. We were loners. I was so desperate. I hit up one of my coworkers and bought him dinner.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And he assembled your desk.
Sweet soul. Love you, Arm baby boy. Love you. Thank you. And obviously, like, we're friends. But I still was like, damn, do we not know men? Like, we have to hit up our coworkers?
Like, that is, we were sad. Honestly thinking about putting it on our dating profiles. Like, hey, we need help assembling furniture.
A boy from Hinge almost came to assemble something, but I was dating someone at the time. Mistake. And so I felt bad about making another guy come over to assemble stuff when I was dating someone, kind of. It's a mess. And none
but
of
then
you
the
have
guy
heard
you
about
were dating
man.
Ended up helping you assemble.
He's
stuff,
helped
right?
me assemble a few things.
So you got your worth out of him.
Out of it, I guess. He's an asshole. You'll hear about him, I'm sure, at another date. He sucks. If you're listening to this, you know you suck. But okay, not salty at all. Let's talk about the mouse problem.
Oh my God. I was like, have we touched on everything that's horrible
no.
about our apartment?
No.
We have not.
This was like not even 2 weeks into us moving.
I think this was the first weekend.
Blau, Sam, and I are out with our COVID pod, drinking with some friends, like celebrating the move. So like we are figgity fucked up, mm-hmm. like drunk as can be. Blau and I came home early. We get up the stairs. We open our now fixed doorknob. And then what do we see?
We see a little like gray mouse scurrying from the living room into another room. I don't know where. They were just scurried.
I don't even know. We were just so drunk that at first it felt like a dream because it was yeah. on our rug. So it kind of blended in with our old
and
rug.
And I was like, we were both like, did you see that? Yeah, I saw that because we weren't sure. And honestly, when I woke up the next morning, I still had to ask you like, we saw that, right? And we definitely did see that.
And at
that.
First, our third roommate did not believe us. She was like, you guys are so fucked up. No. Mm-mm. Because a few weeks later, again, there was a kitchen, right?
I can't remember the order, but it started happening. Like, once you spot a mouse and you know a mouse is in your apartment, I feel like you start seeing them everywhere.
Everywhere. Literally, it is a pandemic in our apartment because they're still mm-hmm. not 100% gone. Like, we have gone, I think we've caught 8 mice in our apartment, like something like close to 8.
Yeah, we've caught 8 mice. We've had exterminators come here and block
almost
pretty
much bi-weekly.
Yeah, like, for a while. Like, we are on a first-name basis.
Brian is like, text my personal number if you need me. How fucking sad.
Like, and we've had all the holes blocked, whatever. Luckily, I feel like it's died down a little, knock on wood.
I just hear them in the walls, but you know what? It's better than hearing them scurry in my room.
It's just because, you know, they don't have, like, trash to get into from, like, a restaurant because they're all closed now. So mice need to find another place to eat, and I feel like that's why they come into apartments in swarms now.
No, and, like, there is a guy that lives on our floor. His name is Alexander. Sweet soul, has a sweet dog named Buster. But he even said that mice were never a problem, and he's been living here for years.
Yeah.
And so it started with the pandemic. The girl upstairs said that, like, their mouse problem was, like,
it was worse than ours. They were on their countertops, chewing through their cords, pooping everywhere. Like, we haven't seen mouse droppings or cord chewing.
We did see a mouse on the couch at one point, though, right? That did
yes.
happen.
We saw a mouse on the couch, and in the worst of it, the thick of it all, this was when Lauren was home for Christmas, I think.
I was home for the holidays for, like, quite a bit.
Yeah, and me and Sam were sitting in the living room one day, and we were hearing
a lot.
FaceTime. Yeah, we were hearing a lot of scurrying in, like, movement in the kitchen, so we were keeping a watchful eye on the kitchen. And sure enough, we saw one mouse dart from somewhere in, like, the cabinets, under the cabinets to under the fridge. And then, like, 2 minutes later, we saw another mouse do the same thing from the same place. And we were like, oh, my God, there's two of them in here. And then it was literally, like, out of a horror movie. Me and Sam are sitting on the couch holding each other, clutching each other for dear life while we hear these mice come closer and closer into the living room. I saw mm-hmm. one of them behind our washing machine, so I knew they were coming closer to the living room. And we had this, like, it was like these drawers, but they're cloth drawers that we had in the living room for storage. And we heard them rustling in those cloth drawers for
and
like
you fucking know that
for
there.
Like an hour, and we confirmed that they were there when we called the exterminator like 2 days later to come get rid of the drawers because I was like, bye, I'm not using any of this. And they had ripped through a ramen packet that we had in there, and it was on the third drawer of this cabinet.
How so do they
second,
do that?
Second from the top, which means they were climbing, and we could hear, it was like out of a horror movie. Sam was checking hotel prices to see if we could go stay for the night. I was like, but that means we have to get dressed and like walk into the kitchen and leave the apartment. Like, we're trapped
like,
here.
When we had our quote-unquote mouse problem in the trap house, that was nothing.
Oh my
that
gosh, nothing. We saw them twice. We covered the one hole that we saw them come out of and done. Never again.
And we were on the ground floor.
And that was like in the last month that we were living there. Like, it really wasn't an issue.
We were like, oh, we're so safe. Sixth floor, easy money, no mice. Psych, we had a whole fucking family.
And you know that means they're like climbing up the walls. Because how else would they get to the sixth floor? It's not like we're seeing them on the stairs.
Dude, it like actually is scary.
Yeah.
Like, so I came back from the holidays and... Mind you, I'm, like, the kind of person that's, like, I fight my own battles. Blau always says I'm a silent sufferer. Like, I never complain when I'm, like, hurting. Like, I'm a silent sufferer.
Mm-hmm.
So I buzz in to get into the apartment. I have a 50-pound bag full of, like, all of my Christmas clothes and shit, you know? So I am – took me a minute to get up the stairs because I was, like, no, this is my battle. I could carry it all up. I get up. I go into my room. I'm beat, like, sweating. Like, I just landed. I'm fucking tired. I open my closet door to put my luggage away, and a mouse runs the fuck out of my closet over my barefoot.
Welcome
into
home.
God knows where. Yeah, fucking welcome home. And at that point, I was just so tired. I, like, couldn't even scream. I walked out. Sam, her boyfriend, Charles, and Blau were watching, like, a movie on Netflix on the couch. I walk out, say no words. I just go into the kitchen, sit on the floor, grab Lysol, and I'm spraying my foot. And they're like, what? I was like, there was a mouse. And it touched me.
Like, oh my god.
The saga never ends. Like, I still hear them in the walls. I honestly feel like I'm Kat Marnell. Like, I'm hallucinating. Like, they've manifested itself into my dreams, into my reality, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the lines between reality and fiction are blurred. It's like, did I see what I just saw? Like, any little scurry or something I see from the corner of my eye, I'm like, mouse.
Mouse. Dead ass. Oh my god. And when I was interviewing for my new job, because again, my bedroom is the only room that lines the radiator where holes are. So the mouse problem is only a thing in, like, my room and the living room because there are holes. While I was interviewing for my new job, I saw a mouse run under my desk.
And you just had to keep it cool.
I couldn't let it affect my face. I couldn't scream because I was interviewing with people who were not from New York. I was like,
there's no way to explain this.
Mind your business, Lauren. Just, like, keep strong. And it's become a part of life. And I don't know whether or not I'm okay with how comfortable I am with it at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this to say, we're out of the trap house. We live in Soho.
Yeah, we're very happy to be here.
Like, I don't know. Blah, if you could sum up, like, one, like, learning from the move, what would it be?
I mean, especially if you're moving in New York City, I feel like I would say it's going to be a hard process no matter what. Or if it's not, you're just, like, going to have a hard moving experience in New York City eventually because it's just a rite of passage. I would say just have people by your side, roommates that are just, like, amazing and you get along with great because then you can just suffer through it together. Like, I couldn't have done it without you or Sam.
Oh, my God. No. I was genuinely some of the darkest days of my New York City life were the weeks
brought us all closer together
and then the weeks after.
Yeah,
like, honestly, some of my bad habits, aka like day drinking, started in the trap house when we were stressed.
Oh, day drinking will spiral really quickly on you. You'll just be like, huh, maybe I will have a glass of wine at 3 p.m and then all of a sudden every weekday it's like noon and you're like, I want wine.
Like, we
huh. Yeah, I mean,
we went through it. We did. Mm-hmm. And we came out of it more seasoned New Yorkers.
And it's a global pandemic. So, like, there's, you know, we have an excuse.
We do have an excuse, but we've gotten better. We've made rules. I'm not drinking that often on weekdays anymore.
No, especially not before 5 p.m.
Not before 5 p.m. at least. Yeah. I hope you guys know we started recording at 6:30. So it is totally okay that we're having Spiked Hot Cocoa right now. But
and it's supposed to snow this week, so it's like very like seasonal hot cocoa, you know?
Wholesome and adult.
Mm-hmm,
it's an adult drink. Baileys. Come on, you guys. We have Baileys on our bar cart. in addition to, like, my shitty New Amsterdam vodka, but it's fine. Anyway, we've talked about – I feel like that was pretty much all lows. Our move was, like, all lows. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some highs, Blau. What have been some of the highlights? We've been living here for how many months now? September, October, November, December. Six. Oh, my God. It's been 6 months.
So we're, like, halfway through our lease.
Shit.
Yeah, that's insane. Okay, highs would definitely be – getting way closer with Lauren and Sam, just making new friends, and also the location.
Oh, unbeatable.
Living in Soho, I'm sorry. I'm like, even if I don't feel like $1 million, even if I wake up feeling like shit, I can just look outside the window and be like, ugh, here we are, you know, in this beautiful neighborhood. It really just makes you appreciate everything you have. And also just that all of our friends have moved into, like, I don't know how this happened, you guys, but all miracles. Of our friends have moved downtown, even our Upper East Side hoes that were never going to move downtown.
Never. They were
and
so
we're
set
all
on
now
the
in like a 10-minute radius of each other.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And again, like, this is our COVID pod, aka the girls that went viral with me on TikTok at the start of quarantine. They are like so lovely. Like, mm-hmm. I think that has made it so much easier because when we lived in Chelsea, there was no convenience. Who took the fucking 7? Like, no, there was no convenient subway stop near us.
Or there's no convenient way to get from east to west. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
And we lived all over the goddamn place. Like, Amanda and Alana lived in Hell's Kitchen. Oh, we were on
I feel like everyone's
Death
first
Avenue.
Apartment is always going to have something really wrong with it. Like, and, like, location was not on our side for any of us.
No. We were just poor and sad and stressed mm-hmm. and not from New York. But we know now. We've learned. We do not take people's shit. I'm, like, so proud of us because when we were touring for apartments this time around – we were not taking shit. Like, I remember Blau was asking the hard question, was rolling her eyes. Like, she was the top, like, bad cop with the brokers, like, not taking their shit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you learn things as you go places. And definitely, it's better to just be rude about not, I mean, not rude. But, like, if you don't like something and you don't want to waste your time touring an apartment, like, I feel like realtors do this all the time. They'll be like, yeah,
they pressure
it's,
you.
They'll be like, yeah, it's two bedrooms. They both have windows and closets. And you go in and one of them just doesn't have windows and closets. And you're like, okay, I don't want to tour this place anymore. Old us would have been like, okay, we'll tour it anyway. Now I'm like, no, sorry. I'm not going to sign a lease on this place.
Where, like, even when we were touring at some points, like, we just didn't like a street and we'd bounce. Like, we're not, like, settling anymore, which I think is an adult come up in a non-rookie thing now. Like, we're slowly figuring it out. But yeah, I feel like that, like, the two best things is the fact that, you know, like, location, Soho, not great for my bank account because there will be times where Blau and I are bored and we're like, let's go to Zara.
It's too easy
let's
to
go
shop.
To Aritzia.
It's too easy to shop.
But, like, our fashion, though, because we live in Soho, we, like, we step out and
we all
try
the people watching, you get so much inspiration every day.
Every single day. So fucking trendy. Like, celebrities live on our street. Like, it's insane. Miley Cyrus lives across the street from us.
Yeah, I saw a Victoria's Secret model outside of our apartment.
And then we looked it up and she lives, like, a few blocks over on our street.
Yeah.
Like, insane. The glow up, insane from what we used to live in. Yeah, like, truly. The crackdown of the dealers outside under the High Line. Like, wow.
I forgot about them
for a bit.
Sometimes my room would randomly smell like weed.
So bad.
And it was because my air conditioning unit, like, was in this alleyway where everyone would go to smoke weed. I mean, I hope it was just, you know, I hope I wasn't inhaling crack through my air conditioner.
My, if you didn't, I'd be surprised. There were some weirdos that
were. There were some weird characters on our street for sure.
It was just, it's just so funny because now I step outside and instead of seeing human feces, like, we see celebrities. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
that's
different.
A globe onto
it's
itself.
So.
But now
different.
Our challenge is just trying to look like we belong here.
When we don't make enough money to normally live here, for sure. No. Like, I think historically, like, this place would rent for way more. Like, we got super lucky with COVID. And I mean, 6th floor. So, like, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Definitely.
But yeah, like we said, like, we have our COVID pod that gets tested on a regular basis and we're all really safe and communicative about it all and, like, our boundaries and what we're comfortable with. And we're here in Soho proper. We have Elizabeth Street, which is in Nolita, like, not even a 10-minute walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Alana lives in Phi Dai. So, like, yeah, like, that when we walk,
yeah,
it was,
it
like,
was like
15, 20 minutes.
15, 20 minute walk.
Not bad. And then our Upper East Side babies that now live in the Lower East Side, so super close. Like, all four of the apartments in our pod are now within a 1 mile radius, which is ridiculous.
It's a blessing.
Like, to live within a mile of each other. Like, we don't even have to take the subway, which makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah,
the
way
subway
safer.
Bleh, heaps, like, heebie-jeebies because of COVID. So, really, in some regards, and I'd say in the aspects that matter the most, our quality of life, like, went way
definitely
up. Like, we have laundry now and a dishwasher.
Yeah, it's very nice. And, like, this is the kind of apartment, even though it's not perfect, it's like we can spend 24 hours a day here because we're working from home, whatever, and it's still, like, super nice. Oh, I will say one of my favorite things about our apartment, too, is our couch. We have, like, the pull-out reclining couch, and we literally just watch movies all day. So that's another thing I love about it.
We started the new year laying on that couch, blackout curtains, Hannah Montana the movie. It was me, Blau, and Molly, hungover as fuck. We didn't get up from that couch.
It was the best thing ever.
Best thing.
We watched something else after that, too. We watched, like, movies all day. I don't know, but Hannah Montana wasn't the only thing we watched, was it? Oh, my God.
No,
because we ended up watching the Ratatouille TikTok musical that night, but we watched something in between, too.
Oh, my God. I can't even remember.
It was just a couch potato day.
It was a couch potato day, and it's because we have a pull-out couch. You guys, biggest, like, the best part of the apartment, for sure, is a pull-out couch. And, like, that, like, big wooden tray that I bought on a whim before we moved, we used that to eat food off of on the couch. Yeah. Like,
we didn't even have a room for that in the old apartment.
No. We didn't. It was like, I don't even know where we put it. And now, perfect. Fits perfectly. Even though our laundry machine kind of sucks, we still don't have to go to the laundromat. I couldn't haul that laundry up and down six flights of stairs.
Nope. I just wouldn't do laundry.
That's like our last apartment. I barely did laundry because I was like, it's a 0.5 mile walk, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is when you're lugging your laundry.
Yep.
Especially during inclement weather, which I have done several times. But yeah, suffice to say, our living situation, great. We're doing great.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't sound like it because the first half of this was us, like, stressed and crying. Literally stressed
about the whole move, but it was worth it.
It was so worth it. You guys, like, working from home here, I feel like a real adult and not, like, trying to use a virtual background so that my coworkers don't know that I'm in bed because I don't have a desk. Like,
yeah, that was a bad era of our
lives. It was so good. And we cook because we have a dishwasher, so we, like, actually cook now,
and we can actually both cook in the kitchen completely fine.
Oh my God, I have a photo from when Blau and I were hosted taco nights at the Trap House, where in order for us to both use the stove, she's literally like by our trash can, like in wedged in between the trash and the stove, like
so bad. And we lost pans out the window that way too, because it was right by the window.
Just like weird shit.
Yeah,
I feel like we really, like, I don't even know. We just, like, accepted so much shit in our old apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
it was our starter apartment. We had no idea, so.
And now we are living in Soho. We are adulting for the most part. It's good.
Here and there.
And this all happened in the last, like, what? Like, 4 months?
Yeah. Insanity.
We, like, recorded 4 months ago. And, like, look at how much our life has changed.
It's insane.
So fucking insane. But, yeah, you guys, that's it for this interlude episode.
Woo!
I really hope that this gave you some insight into why I've been AWOL. I've just been so tired.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, you got priorities in life and there's only so much you can do. Work and moving and the holidays.
The holidays were so busy.
Laundry. Just all these things.
Oh, but I will say, okay, best memory from living in the apartment so far in the last 6 months, I'll go first. Blau and Sam threw me a Love Island themed birthday party, and the ticket in was like a negative COVID test, so everybody was safe. And it was ridiculous. Like, they did such a good job planning. Best birthday party I've ever had in my life. Like, a blast.
That honestly might be one of my favorite memories, too, just because we really got the whole group together. Everyone was tested.
It was the first time everybody was back together.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a wild
night. Who doesn't love Love Island? And we all ended up getting, like, really fucked up.
Oh, my amazing. God. You guys, I think I was blackout before midnight. Like, I didn't make it.
It's because we were also playing, like, drinking games, because that was part of the Love Island game. But we were also drinking for Lauren's birthday. There was
oh,
so
and
many
then the guy I was dating and I ended things at my birthday.
Bunch of highs and lows, really. Yeah, that, and I also really enjoyed our New Year's in this apartment. We went to Mr. Chow's for dinner, and then we had our friends back here for the countdown.
Oh, my God,
it was
New Year's.
Good night.
You guys, New Year's is what put me onto a one-month-long sinusitis infection, and it was worth every second of being miserable because the best New Year's of my life, hands down. Like, it was ridiculous, even in times of COVID. Like, I just think when you're
I think it's because we had no expectations for it. Mm-hmm. That, because I feel like that's what always ruins New Year's, when you're like, oh, it's not gonna. And also the fact that it wasn't a real New Year's this year, we ended up spending way less money. Even yes. at a bougie restaurant like Mr. Chow's, we ended up spending way less money than we would have on a New Year's Eve night out in New York, like pre-COVID.
We had so much fun with our girl group. I'm 99% sure my New Year's kiss was our friend Riley. I'm pretty sure she and I kissed. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure pretty you sure. guys were one of my New Year's kisses.
One of them. Know. You know, it was such a good girls' night. Like, we really had a good time. And I'm just super thankful. So this is interlude episode number one. And I know that there's going to be a good portion of you that hasn't been able to focus since I said that I quit Condé Nast. And I totally get it, because that was part of this whole platform, was like me juggling Condé. So I promise you, one of the interlude episodes is going to be a solo of me just like covering that, because that was tumultuous. Block and a test. I was not well for a long time.
Oh, so tumultuous. Like
a long time.
Worth it, though.
Worth it. So worth it. So wild. And I'm just grateful to have Blau and Sam and the rest of our COVID squad. But yeah, you guys, thanks for listening. I hope that this gave you some insight into what's going on in our world. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks.